Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 5th of January, and it's partly cloudy here at 23 degrees Celsius, and we can expect today partly sunny and pleasant, and clear to partly cloudy over the night with temperatures ranging from low 21 to high of 30, with heat index on 33 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is full in Cancer. And this full moon is actually a grand cross, which means there are planets in all the cardinal signs. This brings up crisis points, but also the potential for major realization, aha moments and inner or outer shifts in our personal lives, relationships, home family situation and career or life purpose. This is not a light and casual full moon. It's kicking off 2015 in a big way. We focus on what we need to shift, change, transform, and or be released in our lives. We can use this full moon to get clarity on where we are holding on and what we need to let go of. And because the full moon is in emotional Cancer, part of what we need to let go of is our emotional attachment to the past. The full moon is also in conjunction with Sirius, a very powerful fixed star that many ancient cultures have a mythology about. Sirius helps us to make the mundane sacred, so this is a fixed star that bridges the worlds. With Sirius on the Grand Cross full moon, we have amazing opportunities to access higher wisdom and higher love. All we have to do is to be open and receptive to it this week. This week it will be focused basically on Saturday on Tsunamika event on 10th birthday. And we will be celebrating Tsunamika at Bharat Nivas the whole day between 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. And it will be a day of lots of fun, food, art, a photo and video exhibition and musical on Tsunamika story from Finland. The project started as trauma counseling effort for the Fisher women in February 2015. Like all other projects of Upasana, Tsunamika took a life of joy. The raw material came from industrial waste and 500 women were taught to make the dolls. Consequently, 200 women took it up for our livelihood. Between February and May 2005, through 23 training modules, 474 women from 6 tsunami-affected villages of coastal Tamil Nadu were trained to create the dolls. 18 leaders emerged who can become future trainees for the same program. Following a gift economy, Tsunamika have never been bought or sold. They are shared. Unconditionally, they are gifts of love and friendship. The whole project runs on donation, wholehearted outpourings as Upasana has experienced. And the peak of the Tsunamika events on Saturday, it will be a musical play inspired by a short story to be staged at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas on January 10th. It is a sunny musical play about overcoming the tsunami. That's way how Finnish theater group Isis has tagline its upcoming tribute to Tsunamika, the mini doll that turned into an emblem of hope and empowerment in the aftermath of the tsunami of 2004. The style of the play is very playful with the set and music elements, says Elisa Isotalo, art director who has led a team of artists to Orville for the performance. And the play is inspired by Tsunamika Meets Friends, a story written by Manoj, and it was founded by Uma. The play premiered at Sunalina Island in Helsinki in Finland on November 25, 2011. It was performed by Susanna Havi and Suvi Isotalo, who has also accompanied the music for the play. It has since been seen by 4,000 children and adults in different venues in Finland, in theatres, in music halls, in schools and cultural houses in different cities in Finland. Isis Theatre's Tsunamika story combines different cultures and ages and sends out a message that there is a theatre good behind the apparent disaster and difficulties in life. The plot is woven around a narrator whose life is entwined with a sea bounty, its scent, its sounds and the gifts and surprises that it brings every day. One day, a girl rises from the darkness of the seabed with a desire to see the sun. A big tsunami wave takes her to the shore where she meets her new friends as suggested by the sun. And on Thursday 8 at 8 p.m. at Pitanga, we can hear a Vox Mundi musical offering, Across the Universe, The Enchanting Beauty of Medicine Melodies with Sylvia Nakach and the Vox Mundi Ensemble, which is a true musical journey and a rare opportunity to listen to many voices as one universal sound. The Vox Mundi Project and School of the Voice is dedicated to preserve and cultivate sacred sounds and unusual vocal techniques. On Wednesday 7th of January at Cinema Paradiso Multimedia Center Auditorium at Town Hall from 4 to 6 p.m., and we have a chance to hear an interesting exploration on consciousness, Who Am I? By Paul Smith from Netherlands, who would be dwelling into ancient spiritual truth seen and exploring in modern day language. A presentation on the non-dual perspective by Paul Smith. A presentation where science and spiritual truths are presented in the Vedas are seamlessly woven together in a light and humorous way. And on Saturday 10th, between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., also at Multimedia Center in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we are invited to a Communicating Development student project presentation by Sustainable Development Practicum from the American University of Paris in France and Linnés University from Sweden. We will see and hear the presentation of development communication projects created by students participating in the Linnés Sustainable Development Practicum. The presentation will roll out over the day, and you can feel free to drop by at any time. The AUP Linnés Sustainable Development Practicum is an intensive, transformative, experience-based field course that blends visits to many Auroville organizations and units, seminars and talks and conversations with Aurovillians engaged in sustainable development and community building, and volunteer work focusing on development and development communication. The experience culminates with media projects created in partnership with organizations. And from yesterday until tomorrow at Unity Pavilion, Auroville Green Practice is organizing a three-day workshop titled Energy Positive Habitats. And the topics which will be explored are the concept of net zero energy building, the role of building formation modeling, designing of net in hot tropical climates, transition from net ZAB to net ZNS, net zero energy neighborhood. And this program is supported by the French Environment and Energy Management Agency and by the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy from India. They invited professionals that have an interest in designing and building of energy positive or net zero energy buildings / neighborhoods. This is a limited capacity, highly interactive event that requires active participation of all attendees. It seems the Saturday is going to be an exceptionally busy day. Between 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Swaram in Kotakarai, a Temple Car Art and Science, it will be held on. It's a two-day workshop on art and science of Temple Car and Vahanamas for traditional Viswakarma and carpenters of Tamil Nadu, and is guided by great senior sculptors and scholars. This unique program is organized by Tamil Heritage Center from Bharat Nivas in Auroville, Pavilion of India in International Zone, with collaboration with Sri Viswakarma Foundation Trust and Swaram Auroville. The second day afternoon session is open to all those who are interested in having a dialogue with the delegates dedicated to the Temple Car architecture. And on the January 14 at 5:30 p.m. at Citadine, at the meeting point at cafeteria, we are cordially invited to the meeting of all Aurovillians originating from Belarus. The purpose of this meeting is to create a group or choose a representative to participate in the unfolding of the international zone of Auroville from the Belarusian side. And on 15, at the same time, at the same place, would be the meeting similar like the one from before for the Aurovillians originated from Ukraine. And the purpose, of course, is the same. On 16, 17 and 18 of January, between 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone, we can participate in the workshop Welcoming a Soul. This is a workshop about the pregnancy and its healthy body, pregnancy and family with natural therapies. A workshop held by five international professionals to introduce you to alternative therapies for natural health, pregnancy and birth. Provide the best you can when you plan to have children and start your family life. And you will discover the Aviva method for harmonious body and hormonal system, incarnational philosophy, regression therapy, natural pregnancy and birth communication technique, energetic yoga, alternative therapies and deepened approach in classic homeopathy. You can register with Bogi and Christine Ozolti. Art Corner is an open space for creative expression for all ages with different themes each week as part of research of an art making in our community. And then new timings, Tuesday and Fridays from 4 to 6 p.m. at Art Cart Park at the Visitor Center stage. Alapisin team informs us that Sue and Derek, Claire's parents from UK, will be here from January 14 to February 24. They would like to offer a life-saving and CPR course, for school teachers and anyone who's interested. They would like to get an idea of the best timings for everyone and how many of us are interested. So they're asking us to email them on lapiscine@orville.org. Tonight at 5 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone, they will screen Karmapa, Lineage of the Awakened, in the presence of the film director, Ms. Lawrence Guy-Lentin. And at Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Home, The Earth, Our Home, is a Miracle and Beauty film by Jan Arthus Bertrand, which shows the beauty of the earth seen from above. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, at 8 p.m. we can see Indian drama Sport, We Are Flying, made in India 2014 by writer and director Anurag Gupta. Tomorrow we will see German drama In the City of Paul, made in Germany 2010. And on Wednesday, we can see an interesting cultural documentary, Dancing Dreams, made in Germany in 2010 by director Rainer Hoffmann and Anne Linzel. Because in 2008, world-famous dancer and choreographer Pina Bausch selected 40 teenagers who had never heard of her to be part of her dance piece, Contact Zone. And from The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo, we read, the ideal attitude of the sadhaka towards time is to have an endless patience as if he had all eternity for his fulfillment, and yet to develop the energy that shall release now and with ever-increasing mastery and pressure of rapidity till it reaches the miraculous instantaneous of the Supreme Divine Transformation. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on orvilleradio.org.